Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Beloved children's entertainer Miss Rachel is coming to Netflix. It's starting on January 27th. The first season of Miss Rachel will debut on the platform with 4 curated episodes, each 30 to 60 minutes long, featuring highlights from her popular Songs from Little's YouTube series, with more episodes planned for later this year.
How much money has that woman made doing these videos? I'd love to know. She's got to be rich now.
Oh yeah. Multi-millions of dollars.
I would assume just from monetizing the number of views she's gotten from YouTube, she would have made a fortune. But now she's sold it to Netflix?
Yeah. And wow. Like I was telling Carl, she really doesn't have to do anything if they're taking old YouTube things she's already made.
Yeah.
And cutting them together.
As of last year, she was worth $11.9 million.
I'm not surprised. No wonder she's so happy.
Is she going on Netflix and staying on YouTube?
I believe so.
So she doesn't even have to create new content for Netflix.
No.
They're just using stuff she already made, which is brilliant. It is
brilliant. I mean, she's like a kindergartner teacher.
She was a teacher.
Yeah. The kids love her. She's just goofy enough, and they play songs. And I mean, people love free babysitting, and that's what it provides for however long each episode lasts. And some of it's educational to an extent. Good bully for her. $11 million. What the hell are we doing for a living?
Not singing songs.
If I could just play guitar, I could do that.
Let's start making children's songs then, Mark.
I would pay to see this.
I don't know if she's making the songs. She's just making silly videos, and she has somebody who sings songs.
No. She sings the songs.
Yeah, she sings them, but are they original songs?
No, I think they are original songs. She takes some melodies that are popular, but I'm pretty sure. I mean, she sings some that are not her own, but she does make some that are, I think, that she came up with the lyrics.
Interesting. Good for her.
Filmmaker Buck Woodall has filed lawsuit against Disney, Madenville Films, and Jenny Marchek, accusing them of copyright infringement for the Moana franchise. Woodall claims the films Moana and Moana 2 are based on his original concept, Bucky the Wave Warrior, which was inspired by Polynesian culture and granted federal copyright protection in 2004. The lawsuit outlines breathtaking similarities between Bucky and Moana, including teenager voyages to save a Polynesian island, ancestral animal spirits, a symbolic necklace, and a demigod with a hook and tattoos. Woodall alleges he shared Bucky material, with such as a script, storyboard, and a trailer, with Marchek between 2003 and 2011, while she worked at Mandeville Films, which had a first look deal with Disney. Now, Woodall is seeking at least, here we go, $10 billion in damages, 2.5% of Moana 2 gross revenue, and a jury trial.
Really? That's $10 billion in damages?
So if you settle for $5 billion, you're ahead of the game,
You settle for a billion and you're winning.
Woo-hoo.
So that first movie was out 8 years ago. What took them 8 years?
I know, right?
That first Moana, by the way, I just watched it this weekend. It's kind of scary. Like, there are parts of it that are scary. That sea thing is creepy.
Yes.
Good for him, sorry. I guess. I don't know. I mean, some of those things seem like part of Polynesian culture, going from island to island and all that.
That has been told for centuries.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Author Neil Gaiman has addressed multiple allegations of sexual assault made against him in a public letter on his website. Accusations first surfaced in 2024 via a podcast and subsequent reports detailing claims from nearly a dozen women. The allegations range from non-consensual sexual acts to physical violence involving fans, colleagues, and others, which incidents reportedly spanning for decades.
Who is this guy?
He wrote Sandman, and he wrote American Gods, and he
Good
wrote
Omens.
Good Omens.
And Coraline.
Yeah.
And does he
They're
know Diddy?
He was just... Is he what?
I mean, you have to ask that. That really doesn't mean anything, because Prince Harry, they're saying, had some... I know he lives in America, but they're saying he has ties to Diddy from years ago.
No party like a Diddy party.
But
well, Diddy's partying it up now in jail.
A couple years ago, he was at SLU, and I went and got a whole bunch of books signed, and now I wasted my time.
Yeah.
His books are great.
You have to separate the art from the artist. Right?
Maybe.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Aldi is recalling 25,000 pounds of frozen chicken and cheese taquitos sold under the Casa Mamamita brand after reports of metal pieces found in the product. They were produced by Best Way Foods on July 3rd and September 25th of 2024. The affected 20-ounce packages include corn tortillas filled with chicken, cheese, tomatoes, and green chilies, possibly metal. They have Best Buy dates of July 3rd and September 25th of 2025. There is an establishment number. It's P-40327. We have this on our website if you want to see it.
And that's at Aldi?
Good luck. It's Aldi's.
Yeah, a lot of people shopping there these days.
In Chicago, they found a coyote.
Look at this. Have you seen that video where he pulls the coyote out of the shelf? It's like cheese shelf.
They were just...
And then it dives back in.
I saw a story this morning on it. Was it Fox 2 or Channel 5 saying coyote sightings will be going up in the St. Louis area? And I covered a story at KMOV about some coyote in West County.
Oh, there's coyotes all over the place.
And her dog got into a fight, and the coyote got into her basement and was living there for 3 days. She didn't realize it.
What?
The door was open from her basement. So we could have walked right upstairs, but she had animal control come, and they look in the corner of her basement. There's blood all over her basement because of the dog and the coyote getting in a fight, and they broke through the window, the glass door, and the coyote's eyes are just glaring at them. I have video of it. It was phenomenal.
Wow.
Yeah, nuts. Sorry to go off on a tangent but it was a very crazy story.
One quick one. Zillow predicts that 2025 will be a strong year for the housing market, with several cities poised to attract buyers and investors due to affordability, economic growth, and competitive real estate activity. They listed their top 10, and actually St. Louis came in at number 6.
Because everyone's leaving, so of course it's affordable. They're begging everyone to come back. We'll pay you if you're willing to live
here. Tell them not to come
here
in the winter.
You might get shot.
Warn them.
But it's beautiful in the summer.
Don't come after a snowfall. And that's for
sure. Yeah, your streets won't be plowed ever.
Ever.
Get more at 971talk.com.